All right, so who are you going to tell about this? Everybody. Over the hills and everywhere. See, that's why I do the speaking. I'm terrible singing. And you guys are subject to it. That's awesome. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. So you're going to tell everybody. That's the big cop-out answer. It's almost like Jesus in Sunday school. So cover all answer. Tell me more specifics. Family, friends and family. You want to tell them about it. Co-workers, home groups, neighbors, teenagers, children. I love the teenagers one because they got a whole lot of hope in front of them. We were setting up this little banquet in here, and there's like a 16-year-old helping them set it up. And I said, do you know if you invest just $100 a month starting now, that by the time you're 56 years old, you'll have $1,176,477 in the bank? And they just stared at me. Like that. They really did. I don't know. I think they may have got it after I pressed for a while to drive them nuts. All right. Well, the next one is, as soon as I click this thing, is teach others. You have to teach others. It's different than telling. You see, you could tell somebody, like somebody asks you, hey, why'd you get rid of the truck? Hey, man, I'm getting out of debt. You know, debt is not helping me, and I am changing my finances. That's different than teaching them why you're doing it, showing them how you're doing it. So what my recommendation is in the teach others is, hey, people are going to take notice of what you're doing. And you need to tell them, you know what you need to do? You need to come over and have dinner tonight with us. And then after we're done with dinner, I'm going to show you my budget. I'm going to show my budget to someone? Okay, use an example one. Make one up. You know what? You'll find out that most of your friends, most of your coworkers, most of your neighbors, they could care less. Most of them make basically what you make anyhow. So just plug it in and show them how it works. Show them some tricks that are working for you, the envelopes. All the tools are free on the website. Download them, copy them from your computer, whatever, and you can teach others. So I'm going to introduce a special guest tonight of someone that I've been teaching, and that is my daughter, Malia Sengel. Will you please welcome Malia Sengel to the stage? So this is my 7-year-old daughter, and what grade are you in?
First.
Hold it up to your mouth, please.
First.
First grade. And what school do you go to?
Calhoun Academy of the Arts.
Calhoun Academy of the Arts. So I'm going to talk to her about what she's learned about money. So you guys see if you can learn something here. Malia, are you saving money?
Yes.
What are you saving money for?
A car and college.
How old are you?
7.
7. So she's 7 years old and she's saving for a car. How cool is that? Now, how's the deal work that you have with mom and dad on your car fund?
I put some of my allowance into it.
And you put the allowance in there, and what are mom and dad going to do when you turn 16 with the money that you have in your account?
Let me use it.
We're going to let her use it on a car, and we're going to match it dollar for dollar, whatever she saved. It's a 401J plan for Joe and Jen. So we're going to match it dollar for dollar. We're teaching her about a retirement fund that way, that it works when you save money and an employer matches it. We're teaching that. So what's the most important thing that you can do with money, Malia?
Make an emergency fund.
So you make an emergency fund. So why do you need an emergency fund?
Just in case somebody gets hurt.
So you have it in case somebody gets hurt? And so you have an emergency fund. And so when you get paid, you don't get paid an allowance. You get paid for doing certain chores around the house, don't you?
Yes.
And there's penalties if there's fits or fights or yelling. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we earn money for feeding the cat, cleaning our room, brushing our teeth really good. Yeah. And so when you get your money paid to you, what do you do with that money?
Put it in give, spend, and my car fund.
So she divides it into different funds, into her giving, and she puts it into her savings or her car fund, and then she also puts some in spending. And the typical thing that we suggest for our daughter is 20% into giving, 20% into savings, and then spend the rest. So, can you count money?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Pretty well.
You very well. So, how many quarters go into a dollar?
Four.
There's four quarters in a dollar. And so, when you are saving your money, what are some things you save money up for? What are some things you've bought with your money?
Right now, I'm saving up for Heelys, and I spent some of my money for some Polly Pockets and a Polly Pocket car.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
My Little Ponies.
My Little Ponies. That's awesome. So you're saving for things that you really want, some fun things, and then you buy them. But then you're also, you never touch your car fund, do you? What did you do with your car fund?
Put it in the bank.
You put it in the bank. So just like in Mary Poppins, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence in the bank. You remember that song? You know, that's exactly what we're doing. They don't pay anything about tuppence. So we go down to the bank and we put our money in there. So when you get birthday money, do you spend it all?
No.
No, what do you do with it?
Put some in my car fund, put some in my give, and put some in my spend.
Every single time. All right. Well, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you, Malia. I'm teaching my daughter because, you know what? I was taught some things by my parents. And you know what? No matter what, we're learning from our parents. Kids learn from you. My daughter's 7. She knows this stuff. And I'll tell you this. I learned good things and bad things from my family. And the things that I learned that were really good are compound interest. The things that I learned that weren't so good was living paycheck to paycheck and never really saving for emergencies. So every single time the tractor broke down, every single time that the combine broke down, well, then it was a disaster. And I remember the belt broke on a combine, the gleaner. You don't even know what I'm talking about, but it changed the whole Sangleboy's life one day. It's not good. So I'm really wanting to instill these values in my daughter because what if I do this stuff right and I leave her a big pile of money? If I haven't taught her how to manage it effectively, it's going to ruin her. The last thing I want is her to be some rich snob who blows through the money and the next thing you know, she's broke. So that's why I'm teaching others. So who are you going to teach these principles to for yourself? Take a couple minutes. This is our last exercise of the evening.